Oolong Bay. It's easier to describe this place by telling what isn't here. There are no condos, resorts, blue water swimming pools, water slides, fancy cabanas with fully loaded bars. There aren't people wearing sunglasses and expensive thongs. There isn't a paved road to get here, or fountains, or water features. There aren't staff moving from room to room cleaning, maintaining grounds, loading luggage into taxis. Oolong Bay is where locals go to cool off on hot days. It's a 15-minute bumpy ride in a tricycle from Mogpog. For a moment, you wonder if the sea is really out there. You walk over a rickety bamboo bridge, down a small path, and then you see water to the horizon, as flat as a surfboard. This evening, kids ride pieces of plywood on the slippery beach. Dogs swim. Families play in the sea as the sun goes down. Fires have been lit, and our sun begins its swan dive into the sea. There are better beaches and clearer water in the Philippines, but those cost $100 to $200 a night and come with tourists, high prices, and New World extravagances. Oolong Bay is attractive for what it isn't, and what it is isn't bad.